Last week, we brought you a warning regarding the fate of remote Indigenous communities with low vaccination rates as Omicron spreads in the top end. Well, now they've been put into what amounts to lockdowns in both the Northern Territory and South Australia amid concerns about health services stretched thin. The Territory government has also imposed an immediate lockout for unvaccinated people expressing alarm about a jump in community transmission. Here's Jane Barden.
Just a few weeks ago, opening the NT's borders, the Chief Minister Michael Gunner said lockdowns and lockouts were over. But this afternoon, he candidly said if the NT's rate of community transmission continues to rise, the hospital system can't cope.
To maintain our caseload where we can manage it within our health system, we need to keep our case numbers steady.
The Chief Health Officer, Hugh Heggie, says it's now crunch time for the NT.
This is really important, a tipping point we are at the moment, and we've got to do it now before these numbers explode, as you've seen, interstate.
Comparatively, the NT's caseload remains low. There were 256 more infections today, with 27 confirmed community transmission, and the source of 112 still uncertain.
There are 23 people in hospital, 10 are in Alice Springs, 5 in Tennant Creek. There are 8 cases in the RDH, all of which are considered acute cases. 2 of the people are in ICU, 1 is on a ventilator.
The government has been relying on modelling which told it the NT could only cope with up to 100 cases a day. It only has one tertiary hospital in Darwin, backed up by small hospitals in Alice Springs, Katherine, Tennant Creek and Gove, with limited capacity. The NT Nurses Federation Secretary Kath Hatcher is warning they're all at breaking point.
The healthcare system is going to crash if we consistently have 70 plus Omicron cases per day.
The government today heeded the appeals from medical bodies and Aboriginal health groups to do something to slow the spread. The whole territory is going into a lockout. The unvaccinated can now only go out for essential medical services, food, or to care for the vulnerable.
There are only 3 reasons to leave the home now, not 5. Work is not a reason to leave the home for the unvaccinated.
From Monday, the system will be formalised with a vaccine passport up, similar to Victoria's.
People who are not fully vaccinated present the greatest risk of spreading the virus and are the most at risk of becoming seriously ill if they get the virus.
The Gunner government has also listened to the Indigenous Land Councils, which called for all remote areas to be locked down. The list of infected remote communities is growing every day, with 18 more cases announced in Central Australia today near Uluru.
Only residents and essential workers may enter excluded communities in the Northern Territory, and they must have a negative RAT on the day of entry.
Just over the border in South Australia's APY lands, the local Aboriginal corporation has also taken the decision to lock down after positive cases in Amata. The corporation's manager, Richard King, says locals feel vulnerable.
Our vaccination rates are quite high. We're in the mid-90s for single vax, and double vax we're in the high 80s. So we're not too bad in that regard. Those numbers are higher when you start to get to critical groups who are sick and have comorbidities.
While case numbers in other states are dwarfing these remote outbreaks, it's those vulnerabilities that health authorities responsible for Indigenous communities can't afford to gamble with.
Jane Barden reporting there.